What about decitabine? Are you using it?
I do.
In what situations?
At the moment, I think that off of a clinical trial, although they are approved for the same indication, patients are aware that one drug is associated with a survival benefit and the other isn't. And although one can certainly conjecture that, well, had the studies been done exactly in an analogous manner and had the statistics really lined up fully exactly, maybe we would see the same thing. You know, people don't want to work that hard on thinking. And if you say, all right, well, they're both out there and let me just take this one. And I would say that off study, there probably is an easier slipping into azacitidine for some of the intermediate two and high risk patients given the new data. I have found that decitabine is well tolerated. I do think it's effective. I have used it in an off-label manner for older patients with AML based on some of the preliminary published data showing responses when it's used for 10 days in a row. I have also seen responses in that group. I do think it's an active drug. I'm not sure due to market forces and business things that I don't understand very well. I'm not sure whether we'll ever see a head-to-head study. And patients ask all the time, well, how am I going to make this decision? How am I going to know which one is better? I'm not exactly sure whether we'll ever know that because it's a challenging thing to do up front. But this is why we're hoping that some of the investigational work that's ongoing is going to lead us a little bit better into being able to tell a patient which one to pick.